马太福音第27章45到54节，让我来念。从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”站在那里的人，有的听见就说他是呼叫以利亚的。内中有一个人赶紧跑去，那海蓉沾了满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝。其余的人说：“且等，看以利亚来救他不来。”耶稣用大声喊着说，喊叫就气就断了。突然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了，以碎圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子。”
Matthew 27:45-54. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
我们要问大家，耶稣到底是谁？
Our question today is, who is Jesus?
有些人说他是一个好人。
Some people say he is a good man.
有些人说他迷惑众人。
Some others say he deceives people.
有些人离弃他。
Some abandoned him.
有些人不相信他。
Others didn't believe in him.
有些人说他是一个骗子。
Some people called him a liar.
有些人称他为被鬼附的。
Others said he was demon possessed.
有些人说他疯了。
Some said he was mad.
有些人却要杀他。
And some plotted to kill him.
啊，这些形容词都在圣经里面找得到。
All these descriptions are found in the Bible.
但是有些人却说耶稣基督是基，耶稣就是基督神的儿子。
But there are some who say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我们读到刚才第45-54节说，百夫长看到这一切的事情之后呢，他有一个结论，他说这真是神的儿子。
The last verse that we read today was when the centurion saw these things.He said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
所以让我们来思想这段圣经，到底这个百夫长看见什么？
So let's look at this passage in the Bible and see what exactly it was that the centurion saw.
第一呢，我们看第45节，他说从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗。
Firstly, in verse 45, we see that from the sixth hour till the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land.
四出的时候可以说这个深出的时候可以说是五镇下午12点钟。
Basically, we can say this was 12 p.m. in the afternoon at high noon.
但是主耶稣钉十字架呢是9点钟。
But Jesus was nailed to the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning.
所以这个马可福音15章25节这里我们看到耶稣钉十字架从9点到12点，天是亮的。
So we can see from the Gospel of Mark that when Jesus was nailed to the cross until for 3 hours from 9 to 12, the sky was bright.
但是到下午五镇到深处就是12点到3点这段时间天是黑的。
But from the 6th hour to the 9th hour, which is 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., there was darkness over the land.
而且他不是讲天黑，是讲遍地全世界都黑。
And it just wasn't just the sky that was dark, but darkness was all over the land.
所以为什么呢？
Why?
当主耶稣来的时候呢，他说我是世界的光。
When Jesus came, he said, I am the light of the world.
但是呢, 为什么当耶稣在钉十字架的时候,全世界变成黑暗呢?
But why, when he was crucified, was the entire world cast into darkness?
他说遍地都黑暗了。
It says that darkness was over all the land.
这个黑暗到底是什么意思呢?
What does darkness symbolize?
我们要从已经解经的态度呢, 我们就可以看到其他的地方里面,看到这一次呢,这黑暗呢,是非常奇怪的。
Now we need to look at the darkness references that have come before this, and we'll see that it is miraculous.
我们也发现到许多的历史的记载呢，也记载到这一次的黑暗。
Not only that, as we look at some of the historical records, we also see that this event was recorded down.
当在旧约里面，摩西带领以色列出埃及的时候，神审判埃及地的时候，遍地也是出现黑暗。
If we see in the Old Testament, when Moses was taking the Jews out of the land of Egypt, as a judgment, the entire land of Egypt was cast into darkness.
甚至在巴比伦的 Babylonian 这个的记载里面也记载有这样的黑暗。
And even in the records of Babylon, there was a record of such a darkness.
所以到底为什么天地都会变黑暗呢?
So why is it that the whole world became dark?
其实黑暗就是神的一种审判。
Darkness is God's judgment.
所以刚才提到已经解经的态度呢，我们从创世纪，我们从旧约里面，从新约里面看到神对黑暗的解释。
And using the Bible to explain the Bible, we can see what God's meaning of darkness is.
以赛亚书到耶和华的日子临到，第十，以赛亚书13:9说，耶和华的日子临到的时候呢，天地的众星宿都不发光，日头一处就变为黑暗，月亮也不发光。
Isaiah 13:9 and 10 say, Behold, the day of the Lord comes, for the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark as it's rising, and the moon will not shed its light.
所以当太阳出来的时候呢,
and when the sun comes out,
它马上变成黑暗,
it immediately became dark.
所以我们发现到这个是一个超自然的一个现象。
And so we see that this is a supernatural event.
这个是直到耶和华的日子，就是耶和华审判的日子来的时候呢，遍地都黑暗了。And
it harkens to when the day of the Lord comes, the darkness will cover the land.
约珥书也是这么讲，那日就是耶和华审判的日子来到的时候，是黑暗的，是幽冥，而且是密云乌黑的日子。
We see this in Joel 2:2, where it says, "A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness."
阿摩斯书也是这么讲，他说耶和华的日子不是黑暗没有光明吗？不是幽暗毫无光辉吗？
Amos says the same thing in 5:20. He says, "Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light and gloom with no brightness in it?"
那么以西班牙书也是这么讲，耶和华的日子临近，那日子是愤怒的日子，是极难苦困苦的日子，是荒废凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥。
Zephaniah 1:14 and 15. The day of the Lord is near, a day of wrath, that is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness.
新约也是这么教导，新约彼得后书说，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容他，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗。 交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
In the New Testament, 2 Peter 2:4 says, For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment.
所以我们给大家看，很多经节都告诉我们，黑暗是神的审判。
And so we see as we look at all these verses that darkness is God's judgment.
所以犹大书第6节说，又有不守稳位离开自己住处的天使，神就用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日子的审判。
Jude 1:6, And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.
所以审判是什么意思呢?
So what is judgment?
所以审判是看到神对罪的审判。
Judgment is God's judgment on sin.
所以这个是让我们看见神使到整个主耶稣钉十字架从午正下午太阳最 最晒的时候，最明亮的时候，却变成黑暗。3个小时，遍地都黑暗了。
And we see that God had thrown the world into darkness as the Lord was put on the cross from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m.
所以我们看到主审判世界。 在主耶稣在十字架上的时候，我们看到什么呢？我们看到神的审判。
When Christ was put on the cross, we see God's judgment of sin.
当我们想到主耶稣在十字架上，为什么神要审判世界呢？
And when we think about Christ on the cross and the judgment of sin, why does God need to judge?
神的救恩是亮光，但是神的审判却是黑暗。
God's salvation is light, but God's judgment is darkness.
为什么神在这个时候，主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，神整个地都变成黑暗呢？因为这个是神的审判，所以我们看到为什么在十字架上有这件事情，因为耶稣基督担当了我们的罪。
And we see that the entire world was cast into darkness when God judged the sins of the world. Why did that happen? Because God put all the sins of the world on Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架上承担我们的罪的时候，神就是要审判世界，这个就是一个信号。
And when he put Jesus on the cross, he judged all the world's sin on Jesus.
但是我们知道主耶稣，圣经告诉我们主耶稣是没有罪的，因为他是一位在希伯来书四章十五节，他说他跟我们一样，但是呢，他是没有犯罪。
Yet the Bible in Hebrews 4:15 tells us that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
哥林多后书也说，神使那无罪，就是耶稣是无罪的，却代替我们成为罪。
2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that for our sake he made him to be sin. This is Jesus, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到。 主耶稣在十字架上，你很容易说，哦，福音是免费的。
It's easy for us to say, oh, the gospel is free.
是的，对我们来讲是免费的。
Of course, for us it is free.
当你收到一份礼物，那是免费人家送给你的，但是你要知道，送你的人要花钱买的。
Someone who gives you a gift, it is free for you. You take it as a present, but you have to consider the cost that it costs the person to buy it.
福音对我们来讲是免费的，是没有错的。但是主耶稣是付上他自己的生命来买赎我们的这个救恩。
Yes, the gospel is free to us, but the Lord Jesus had to give up his life to buy the salvation.
圣经里面说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
很多时候人说，哎呀，只要赦免，没有关系，不用惩罚罪恶就。但是你在十字架上，为什么主耶稣一定要上十字架？因为神必然惩罚罪恶。
You say, oh, why don't we just forgive? There's no need for punishment. But the fact is, Jesus had to go on the cross to be punished for your sins.
所以今天的人很常常说，哎呀，神是赦免的，神可以很宽容。但是我要告诉你一件事情。 每一个罪，每一个问题呢？这些罪的问题呢？耶稣基督必须要负，神不会让一个罪离开不审判。Today,
a lot of people talk about God being the one-dimensional loving God that forgives everything, but there is not a single sin that will not go unpunished, and Christ had to die for those sins.
所以你不要以为人没有知道，没有人知道你做什么事情，但是每一件。 事情要不是基督替你担，要不就是你自己担。神不会让一件罪，就是最小的罪，神不惩罚。And
we think that we can go on and sin without no one knowing, but every single sin that you commit, it's either you're responsible for it or Christ is responsible for it, and not one of them will go unpunished.
所以主耶稣在十字架上，你可以说，为什么耶稣像上十字架，只要神说赦免就赦免的话，为什么耶稣要上十字架呢？ 因为神不会允许一个任何一个罪不受到惩罚。You
might say, why doesn't God just wipe our slate clean? Why does he need Christ to go on the cross? Because not a single sin can go unpunished by God.
所以主耶稣他替我们罪，他跟彼得前书3:38说，因基督曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替我们不义，要为要引我们到神的面前。
This is explained in 1 Peter 3:18, which says, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God.
所以你会看，发现到我们的罪，如果我们说是基督徒，我们的承认他耶稣基督是我们的救主，他承担我们的罪，目的是什么呢？要使到我们来到神的面前。请问你有来到神的面前吗？
If you are a Christian here today, your sins are entirely borne by Christ for the purpose that you would come before God.
但是如果你不是一个基督徒的话呢，你必须要面对自己的罪。但是主耶稣说，我来承担你的罪，你愿不愿意？如果你愿意，主必然承担你的罪，你就承认他是主，你把你的罪全部给他拿走，你就可以得救。
If you are not a Christian here today, then Christ has borne the sins of the world, and He invites you to believe in Him. If you do believe in Him, then those sins that you have committed are forgiven.
你必须要悔改。
You need to repent.
你要从你的罪中悔改，来到主耶稣说，我承认你是我的主，你是我的主人，你是我的救主，我愿意从今天开始顺服你。
You need to turn away from your sin and you need to say to Christ that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. From today onwards, I will believe on you.
神要主耶稣这样做的目的是要使到你得赦免，而且能够到神的面前。
And for the purpose of Christ doing this is so that you can be forgiven and that you can come before the Lord.
我们在读经的时候也都知道说，人人都有死时候且有审判。
As we read the Bible, we also know that everyone will come before, will be judged one day.
那么我们将来有这个叫做，我们圣经里面叫做百色的大宝座。
The Bible talks about a great white throne of judgment.
这个就是要审判所有的人。
And this is a judgment for all the world.
所以我们每一个人都是必须要面对审判。
And so each one of us here has to be judged.
如果是一个公义的神，他不可能不审判罪恶。
If he is a just God, then he cannot not punish sin.
最近昨天晚上，你可能在新闻里面听到中国他们判了这个有两个人死刑。
You may have seen the news yesterday that in China they have given the death sentence to two people.
有一个邪教，他跑去麦当劳里面呢，要一个人的电话，他不给他，他就把他打死。这个是一个邪教。
There is a man from a cult. He went into a McDonald's outlet and he had asked for a telephone number from someone. And when he was rejected, he had killed the man.
所以他把他杀死之后呢，这些人，如果你是认为神有公义的，你可不可以说就赦免他吧
？If God is just, can we say, oh, just forgive him?
不可以的，每一个罪他都要审判。
He cannot, because every sin needs to be punished.
所以不管你是犯什么罪，神都要审判，除非你愿耶稣担，还是你自己担当自己。
And it doesn't matter what your sins are, it needs to be punished. The question is, will you be responsible for that sin or will Christ?
所以我们在主耶稣的这一段圣经里面看到，遍地主耶稣在十字架上遍地都黑暗了，我们看到这是一个神的审判。
Coming back to our passage today, we see that the entire land became dark, and this was the divine judgment of sin.
在这里，我们不但看到神的审判，我们也看到上帝的圣洁。
In this passage, we also see the absolute holiness of God.
请你看第四十六节。
Look at verse
46. 越在深处就是这个山顶，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Verse 46, at about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们看到耶稣，你在什么时候看到耶稣大声喊叫呢？
When in the Bible have you seen Jesus using a loud voice?
我们发现主耶稣被审判，甚至刚扛那个两百磅重的这个十字架的时候，他一句话都没有说。
We see that when Jesus was sentenced and when he had carried the cross, not a word did he say.
当他被侮辱的时候，他被鞭打的时候，他受尽一切的痛苦的时候，他一句话都没有说。
When he was humiliated, when he was beaten, not a word did he say.
但是来到十字架的时候，他被钉的时候，也在这个时候，他却大声的喊叫说。这个以利以利拉玛撒大各大尼，意思说我的神我的神为什么你离弃我。
Yet at the cross with a loud voice he said Eli Eli lama sabachthani, that is my God my God why have you forsaken me.
请问在十字架上最痛苦的是什么事情？
What was the greatest pain on the cross?
是肉体的痛苦呢？
Was it a physical pain?
还是以神分离的痛苦？
Or was it the pain that comes from separation from God.
你要知道分离是非常的痛苦的。
You have You must know that separation is a great pain.
上个星期我们的这个姐妹，她的孩子进了医院。
Last week, our sister, her child went into a hospital.
大家都为她祷告。
And all of us prayed for her.
如果你问素萍, Winery, 她，你问她最难过的是什么东西？
And if you asked our sister Win, what was the most painful thing about it?
我问 Ryan, 他说最难过是什么？他整天要去医院看他的孩子。
I asked Ryan what was the most painful thing about it, and he said having to go to the hospital every single day to see his son.
不是他要去，是他的太太觉得跟孩子分离是一件非常痛苦的事情。
Not that he demanded to go, but because his wife felt that separation from her son was the most painful thing.
你能够，像这个这么幼小的孩子，刚刚出世的孩子，需要进医院，你的心非常的痛，是因为你不能够在那边24小时的照顾他。
And when you think about a child so young having to stay in the hospital, it is such pain because you cannot stay there all the whole time.
主耶稣说，我与父原为一。
Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
你要知道，在主耶稣创世以来，在创世以前到从亘古到亘古，从亘古到永远， from eternity to eternity， 没有一段时间耶稣基督与父神是分开的。
You have to know that from eternity to eternity, not a moment was the Father and Son separated.
但是只有在历史里面只有一刻他们分开。Yet
only one event in history had that.
什么时候呢？就是这个时候。And
that moment was now.
他与父神分开，为了什么呢？就是为了你的罪跟我的罪。The
Son and the Father were separated because of our sins.
因为他担当了我们的罪。 父神是圣洁的，不能够容忍罪恶，他必须要离开他。 所以主耶稣呼喊说， 我的神，我的神， 为什么你要离弃我？
Because Christ took on our sins, and for a perfect God, a holy God, he could not be there, and that's why Jesus said, why have you forsaken me?
哈巴谷书他说，讲到说， 你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶。
Habakkuk says, you who are of purer eyes than to see evil.
所以我们看到在这里，神的这个慈爱，在这个时候显出，不是神的慈爱，是神的公义，神的圣洁。他不能够以这个被耶稣基督担当我们的罪的耶稣基督在一起。这个时候就是唯一的一次，在可以说是惊天动地的只有一次，父神离开他的圣子。
And in this act, we see that the holy God, the pure God, could not be with the Son who was leveled with the sins of the world. And we can say that this is the only time in history that this has ever happened.
当我们想到什么叫做圣洁的时候，
when we consider what pure and holiness means,
圣洁的意思就是分开。
Holy means to be separate.
神必须圣洁的，他必须要离开罪恶。
And for God to be holy, he needs to remove himself.
当耶稣在他的身上承担了我们的罪的时候呢，他必须要离开耶稣基督。
And when Jesus took the sins of the world upon himself, the Father left him.
除非你明白到什么叫做分开分离的痛苦，你不知道耶稣基督的痛苦。
And unless you understand the pain of separation, you will not understand even a shade of the pain that Jesus felt.
所以在这里我们看到，不但是看到这个神审判罪恶，
so we've seen the divine judgment of sin.
不但是我们也同时看到神的圣洁，
we've seen the absolute holiness of God.
接下来的话，我们看看在十字架上，我们看到耶稣基督舍己的慈爱。
Next on the cross, we see the sacrificial love of Christ.
请大家看第50节。
Please look at verse 50.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。And
Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
如果你注意到这段圣经，我们弟兄所念的英文圣经有差别。
And if you listen to the Chinese and the English version, there is a difference.
他说耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了，但是
The Chinese version says that Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. The English says he cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
所以他主耶稣在这里讲到，他是他不但是大声喊叫，气就断了，他是把自己的生命，把自己的灵魂交托在神的手里，把他的灵魂释放出去。
Jesus not only cried out, but he offered up his spirit.
在路加福音，我们也看到同样的教导，就是耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”说了这句话，气就断了。
In Luke 23:46, it says the same. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
所以这边就有一个很重要的关键在这里，什么叫做？ 他把他的生命，他把他的这个灵魂交在神的手里。这个yield这个字呢，是神告诉他的，耶稣告诉他的灵魂去吧 ，letting go.
There is a very important idea here, and when Jesus says he yielded up his spirit, he let go of his own spirit.
请问大家，人可不可以杀死耶稣？
Can man kill Jesus?
很多时候我们看到十字架，我们知道，哎呀，好可怜的耶稣，他是一个受害者，他是一个 victim. He's not a victor.
Every time, very often when we look at the cross, we see Jesus and we say, "Oh, how poor thing! It seems like he is a victim and not a victor."
我们看到耶稣被人出卖，主耶稣没有办法被挂在十字架，主耶稣没有办法死了。
He was betrayed, and he had no choice but to be pinned on the cross, and he had no choice but to die.
但是这段圣经告诉我，主耶稣在十字架上呢，他把自己的生命交托，他说：“灵魂去吧。”
But no, this verse tells us that he yielded up his own spirit. He gave it up of his own accord.
他解开，他让他的灵魂离开。
He offered up the spirit to the Father.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
耶稣基督不是一个受害者。
Jesus is not a victim.
我可以正式告诉你说，耶稣基督是神的儿子，没有人能够杀他。I
can tell you that Jesus is the Son of God. No one can kill him.
主耶稣自己说，自己这么说，在约翰10:18说，没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍的。John
10 says, "No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord."
我可以舍，我也可以自己取回来，这是我从父所受的命令。
I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这里我就看到十字架的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, here in this we see the glory of the cross.
耶稣基督不是受害者，是他清楚知道，他愿意为我们舍命，他献上他这个 voluntarily， 就是他自己自愿的把他的生命放出去。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus was not a victim. He was a voluntary sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，在十字架上呢，一个人，你知道十字架，主耶稣不是第一个死在十字架的人。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that Jesus was not the first man who died on the cross.
罗马用十字架的这个苦刑呢，已经有很多年的历史。The
Romans had used the cross to sentence someone to death for many years.
主耶稣一个人在十字架上啊，要死呢，要3到5天才能够死。And
it generally takes about 3 to 5 days for someone to die on the cross.
所以，但是主耶稣为什么在一下子呢，在一天之内他就死了呢？
Yet we see that Jesus had died within a day. Why?
甚至这个比拉多都诧异，耶稣死了。你送耶稣去钉死，当然死了，什么奇怪？他是奇怪他的差异，他那个时间。
Pilate, in fact, it says, was surprised to hear that he should have died already. It wasn't that he was surprised that he died, but it was the time that he took to die.
所以你看到马可福音第15:14讲到比拉多诧异，耶稣已经死了，是说。 为什么这么快？钉死的人至少3到5天的受折磨之后才死的。
What this means was Pilate was surprised that he had died so quickly when normally people would take 3 to 5 days to die.
而且死在十字架的人呢，不是流血过多死。
And the people who die on the cross isn't because they lose blood and die.
那些医生去研究这些被钉死在十字架上的人呢，通常是他是窒息而死。
A lot of research has been done, and it seems that people who die on the cross die out of suffocation.
因为他当他挂在十字架上的时候，他必须他的手没有办法拉他，他要呼吸的时候，他必须要挺起胸怀才能呼吸。但是他被挂线住的时候，他们不够气。
And when he is up on the cross, the whole weight of his body leans down on him and he is unable to take a breath and he has to pull himself up to breathe.
当他拉起来的时候呢，他就他的这个伤口的这个钉子呢要撕裂，他脚要劈，然后他才能够伸起头来吸一口气，然后他就再垂下去，因为他的身体的重量。
And in order for him to breathe, he has to pull himself up using the footstool and as well as his arms. And when he does that, the nails tear into his skin even more.
这样拖来拖去，拖了第五天的时候，3到5天的时候，他没有力的时候，他只有窒息而死。
And finally, after 3 to 5 days, when he has run out of strength to pull himself up, he dies of suffocation.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，隔一天就是这个逾越节，对吗？
But the Bible tells us that the next day was the Passover.
逾越节呢是不允许这个尸首挂在木头上。And
during the Passover, it is not allowed that anyone be left on the cross.
所以他就要把人的脚打断，他打断的时候，他就不能踢，他的手不够力，他就会死。And
in order to quicken the death, what the soldiers would do would be to break their legs so that they would not have the strength to pull themselves up.
但是来到耶稣，哎，死了。But
when they came to Jesus, he was already dead.
啊，为什么他会死了呢？
Why was he already dead?
因为主耶稣自愿地把他的生命交出来。
Because Jesus voluntarily gave up his spirit.
这个就是主耶稣的荣耀。
And that is the glory of Jesus.
没有人能够杀耶稣。
Nobody can kill him.
是他自愿为我们的罪性牺牲。
But voluntarily he gave himself up.
我们也是看到许多的经文是这么教导的。
We see that in many verses in the Bible.
提多书2章14节，他为我们舍了自己。
Titus 2:14, he gave himself up for us.
在提摩太前书2章6节说，他舍自己做万人的赎价。1 Timothy 2:6
says, he who gave himself as a ransom for all.
所以他在十字架上是为我们的缘故，他自愿的为我们死。
And on the cross, he was there for us, and he voluntarily died.
所以我在这里看到呢，就是十字架的荣耀。
And over here, we see the glory of God.
主耶稣在十字架上，他是说成了。And
on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished."
他不是说完了。He
does not say, "It is over."
他说是完成了。But
it is accomplished.
所以主耶稣在十字架上是完成了他的救赎。On
the cross, Jesus had accomplished his work of salvation.
所以在这个十字架上，你看到什么呢？我们能够看到什么呢？
So what do we see on the cross?
十字架上我们看到罪恶的审判。We
see the divine judgment of sin.
我们看到上帝的圣洁。The
absolute holiness of God.
我们也看到主耶稣舍己的慈爱。We
also see the sacrificial love of Christ.
接下来让我们再看主耶稣在十字架上我们看到又新又活的路。Next
we see the new and living path.
我们继续看第51节。Let
us continue to look at verse 51.
马太第27章51节说，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。Verse
51 says, and behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the
所以你看到这里，你听到英文的圣经说什么 ？Behold, 看啊，那个殿子的幔子从上头裂下来，分开两半。And
in the English it says, behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
所以为什么这个是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这里讲的不是圣殿，它是讲的是至圣所。
This is not the temple, but it is talking about the holy of holies.
我们的华文圣经没有翻译那个 behold， 他说看啊，为什么呢？这个主耶稣钉死的时候呢，主耶稣就为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
The Chinese Bible does not translate the behold, but it is behold because the curtain was rent and we can now have access.
希伯来书第10章19节说，弟兄们。 耶稣基督因着耶稣基督的血，我们得以坦然无惧来到至圣所，是因为他开了一条又新又活的路，是从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。Hebrews 10:19
tells us, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is his flesh.
以前的人呢，不能够进入至圣所。
Back then, people could not enter the holy place.
只有一个人一年只有一次可以进入至圣所。Only
one person in 1 year could enter the holy of holies.
那个人是谁啊？
Who is that?
那个就是大祭司。That
is the high priest.
就说大祭司进入至圣所的时候，他身上要挂着灵。And
when he enters the holy of holies, he needs to have a belt upon him.
因为他走的时候呢，他在至圣所，你要知道。 进去朝见神是很圣洁的。如果你如果在里面，如果你有罪的话呢，你立刻神就击杀你，立刻死。
The Holy of Holies was such a holy place that as he walked in it, if you carried any sin with you, you would be struck down to dead immediately.
这样没有人能够进入至圣所，这样如果你死了，这样谁知道你死在里面？
And if nobody could enter the Holy of Holies, if you had died, how would anyone know?
所以你身上要挂着铃，他在服侍的时候就叮叮叮叮叮叮，如果那个叮叮停了之后呢，他就死在里面。
And therefore he had to have a belt on him, so that as he was going around with his ritual,People would know that he was still alive, and if the bell would stop ringing, he was dead.
所以以前没有人能够进至圣所，但是主耶稣在实际上死的时候呢，这个至圣所的这个幔子呢，从上面裂开到下面。
And so back then, nobody could enter the Holy of Holies, but as when Jesus died, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies had was rent from top to bottom.
所以这个圣殿是很高很堂皇的建筑，它的幔子从上面没有人能够到上面去裂开，就是从神的意思，从上头裂开来。现在我们可以直接来到至圣所。
And the temple was perched on a very, very a great height, and the curtain was right at the top, and that symbolized that this came down from God and now opens a way for us.
现在主耶稣因着耶稣基督的身体，我们可以来到神的面前。
And through the flesh of Jesus Christ, we can come before God.
以前的人不能够到神的面前，必须来到圣殿。
In the past, people could not come before God; they had to come to the temple.
必须要有这个亚伦的这个祭司，然后要有祭物，然后还要献，要做所有的手，所有的律法。
And there had to be rituals. There had to be a priest who was mediating all this.
但是当主耶稣死的时候，就不再需要有祭司。Priesthood, 不需要大祭司，不需要祭物 sacrifices, 不需要所有这些礼仪。
But when Jesus died, that was the end of the priesthood. That was the end of all these sacrifices and all these rituals.
所以我们发现，当新约之后呢，已经没有新圣殿，已经没有这个祭司，已经没有祭物。我们是来到耶稣，我们直接来到神面前，是通过耶稣基督的身体，相信他，接受他，通过耶稣来到神的面前。
Now as we come before God, there is no need for our sacrifices, there is no need for the priesthood. We come directly to God if we believe in Him.
所以希伯来书这里说，主耶稣通过他身体开了一条又新又活的路，从来没有人走过，现在我们可以来到神的面前。
And so Hebrews tells us that by the blood of Jesus, a new and living way was opened for us through the curtain.
所以现在我们可以坦然无惧 来到神的施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And it is with confidence that we can now draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
请问主耶稣用这么大的心思做了这么大的工作，你愿不愿意来到神的至圣所施恩宝座前？
If Jesus had done such an amazing act and had given up so much, will you draw near to that throne of grace?
但是今天我们有很多信徒还是不愿意来到神的面前。
Today there are many believers who will still not come before God.
所以我们必须常常纪念主耶稣，我们常常来到，因为主开了这么宝贵的一条路，让我们可以来到主的面前。
And so we must worship God because He has already opened a way that we can come before Him.
所以让我们常常来到施恩宝座前。
Let us frequently come before the throne of grace.
所以在十字架上我们看到什么呢？我们看到主耶稣受审判，我们看到神对罪恶的审判。
On the cross we see the divine judgment of sin.
我们看到上帝的圣洁。
We see the absolute holiness of God.
我们看到神主耶稣舍己的慈爱。
We see the sacrificial love of Christ.
而且呢，我们看到主耶稣为我们开一条又新又活的路。
We see that Jesus had opened us a new and living path.
最后呢，让我们看到十字架上主耶稣给我们看到那个复活的盼望。
Finally, we will look at the resurrection hope that we have as Christians.
让我们来看第五十一节。
Please look at verse 51.
他说：“突然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂成两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了，以睡的圣徒 的身体多有起来的，到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs were also opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
所以在这里我们看到什么事呢？我们看到突然间地震动，有地震。
So we see here that all of a sudden there was an earthquake.
磐石裂开。
The temple was torn in two.
坟墓也开了。
The tombs were also opened.
然后有圣徒，这个是指旧约的圣徒起来了。
And then we see bodies of saints were raised.
所以你可以发现到这里是什么意思呢？我们看到复活的实在。
What we see here is the resurrection.
所以主耶稣在十字架上钉死的时候，他虽然死了，但是他因这死胜过死亡，胜过阴间，胜过罪恶。
Yes, we see that Jesus had died on the cross, but through death, we see the resurrection and that we see he had overcome sin.
所以直到信徒竟然能够复活。
And as a result, even believers were able to be resurrected.
这是给我们什么呢？知道说将来还有永远的生命，我们信主的人有永远的生命，我今天死了，我还可以有复活。
And this tells us that believers have an eternal hope that when we die, we will be raised.
所以我们要知道，我们的人生不是在今世。
And so we need to understand that our lives are not temporary.
而且我们有永恒的生命。
In fact, we have an eternal life.
所以我们在活着的时候呢，的确，当我们每一个人，我们的亲人都会离开世界，但是我们知道我们有永恒的盼望。
Yes, it is true that our friends and our families will leave us, but we do have an eternal hope.
我们知道将来会有复活的盼望。
We have the hope that one day we will be raised.
这个是主耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is a promise that Christ gave us.
所以这个也是为什么我们要把我们的生命交托给主，因为主不但拯救我们，而且赐给我们永生的生命，而且呢，他要来接我们回天家。
Why do we have to give our lives to Christ? Because He died to save us. He has given us an eternal hope, and not only that, He is coming again.
在哥林多前书，保罗在15:23，保罗也是这么讲说：亚当人在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里。众人都复活了。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:22 tells us, "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive."
所以我们要大家信耶稣。
So we need to believe in Jesus.
我们要活出一个基督的样式。
We need to live like Jesus.
因为我们知道我们有将来的生命。
Because we know that we have an eternal life.
我们知道我们将来复活的时候，主必使我们复活。
And we know that in the future the Lord will raise us.
所以这个主耶稣在十字架上钉死的时候，已经给我们尝到将来要发生的事情。
And so in this account of Jesus being nailed to the cross, it gives us hope for the future.
就好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
主耶稣钉十字架死了。
Jesus was crucified and died on the cross.
被埋葬了。
He was buried.
但是找不到身体。
But now his body is missing.
为什么呢？因为他已经升天了。
Why? Because he has been resurrected.
因为他坐在现在升到神的右边，坐在神宝座的右边，然后长久为我们祷告。
And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us.
直到我们活的时候，不要只是为今世而活，要为永恒而活。
So that in our lives right now, we do not live for the moment, but that we would live for eternity.
我们不知道这个百夫长看到这些事情的时候，他明白多少。
We do not know how much the centurion understood when he saw these things.
或许他只是为了地震而害怕。
Perhaps he was afraid simply because of the earthquake.
但是到处都有地震，为什么他发生地震之后会说这是神的儿子？
But there are earthquakes that happen all over the place. Why would he, after having this earthquake, say this is the Son of God?
但是我们知道圣经是神的话。
But we do know that the Word of God, the Bible is the Word of God.
但是从神的话里面，我们看到耶稣钉十字架的时候，神使到遍地都黑暗了。这个给我们看到罪恶，神对罪恶的审判。
And we see that when Jesus was nailed to the cross, the whole land was thrown into darkness.
这个就是神 对罪恶的审判。
And this was God's divine judgment on sin.
但是当主耶稣在被钉的时候，大声喊着：“我的神，我的神，为什么你离开我？”我们看见神上帝的圣洁。
And as Jesus shouted out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We see the absolute holiness of God.
主耶稣再一次大声喊叫说：“我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”我们就知道这是主舍己的爱。
When Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit, we see the sacrificial love of Christ.
当那个幔子从上至下裂成两半，我们知道主已经成就了这个事，这个救恩是到我们可以来到神的面前。
When the curtain was rent and torn into two, we see that Jesus had opened up a new and living path that we might come before the throne of grace.
当我们看到主耶稣钉死的时候，有很多坟墓，地震，坟墓打开，有使人活起来的时候，这个已经再一次给我们看到，这是将来我们要看到的事情。
And then when we saw that the earthquake had opened up tombs and the bodies of believers came out, we see the future hope of resurrection.
这个给我们看到将来我们的复活的盼望。
This gives us a hope for the future of our resurrection.
当百夫长看到这一切的时候，他说：“这真是神的儿子。”
When the centurion saw all these things, he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
当你看十字架的时候，请问你是不是看到同样的结论？这真是神的儿子。
And when you look at the cross right now, is that the same conclusion that you come to?
路加福音讲到，他说百夫长看见这件事情，就将荣耀归给天上的。
In the Gospel of Luke, it says that the centurion, when he saw these things, gave glory to God.
那我们同心祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the great pain and sacrifice that was made for us, Lord. We pray that, Father, we would understand just even a shadow of that pain, that we would come to see even a small amount of the magnitude of this event in history, and that we would fall on our knees and worship you, Lord. Father, we pray that for those who have not come to know you yet, Lord, that you would indeed capture their hearts and seize their hearts, Lord, by this truth, that they would come to see that sin must be punished by a pure, holy, and just God. Just that, Lord, you have given us a way out, and that you have given us Jesus who has borne that sin for us. We thank you, Lord. We pray that for those who know you, Lord, that you would give us hearts that are full of thanksgiving, that we would indeed come before you, before the throne of grace boldly, and live our lives for you, that it would not be a temporary, short-lived life, but Lord, a life that is lived, that is eternal, and a life that is lived for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.